Hey, well, welcome to what I'm going to call a midweek mindful reflection for anybody in midlife today. I hope you are well. I am sat on a log. Here we go. Sat on my log. Anybody that's listening on a podcast might find this a bit bizarre. And the sun is kind of, well, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so lovely golden light. And I sat here, well, third time I've tried to do this video, to be fair, this week, in different places. Consistent persistence is what pays off in the end. But I've sat here thinking about a conversation I had with somebody last week. And it kind of went like this. I was super proud of the fact that I did the Yorkshire Marathon. I did it in 3 hours, 57 minutes. For me, amazing. Personal triumph. And I was absolutely stoked about it. And this particular gentleman said, 3 hours, 57, Chris, that's nothing. I did mine in 3 hours at 17. Well, that made me feel pretty crap. And then I kind of reflected on it. And then he went, and you know what? Somebody else did it in 2 hours, 57. But I thought, no, I'm going to stay in my own lane and celebrate my personal victory. Because for me, all I wanted, the only plan, was to do sub 4. And I was so, so happy about that. The elation, the euphoria, and dopamine I had when I crossed that line, literally patting myself on the back, that I did that, was my victory. And that's the lesson today, isn't it? That your triumph is exactly that. It's your triumph. But somebody else might see that as a failure. But it does not matter. And yet so many times in the world, we are comparing ourselves to others. Somebody else is ahead of us. Somebody else has got more likes. Somebody else has got more social media posts, views. Doesn't matter. Because your story, your victory, your struggle is your journey. And I'd love you just to be comfortable with your own victory and not be comparing yourself to others and be triggered by what you haven't achieved yet. Because somebody else is probably behind where you are and they're looking up to where you are and thinking, I want to get where he or she is. And there's a lovely little quote I had, which is an African proverb that says, when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt us. Which really says that when we're comfortable with who we are, our own battle, our own celebration, our own struggles, our own victories, it doesn't matter what everybody else is succeeding, because we're happy with the way we are. So what's your enemy within, and can you conquer it? And when you can, celebrate that. Checking out today for a midweek, midlife, little snippet. Remember, one life, love life, live in life.